Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Major Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Britain's elite are desperate to control the narrative on Palestine. News. The chair of the Charity Commission has warned charities to quote unquote avoid inflammatory rhetoric or face action. At a time of heightened tensions, people expect charities to lead the way in bringing us together. Writing in the Telegraph, he warned that charities allowing, quote-unquote, hate speech regarding the Israel-Hamas war will be dealt with, quote-unquote, robustly. That does not mean that they must avoid sensitive or controversial issues. Charities are free to campaign so long as it relates to their charitable purposes. But I am clear that they have a responsibility to do so with respect, tolerance, and consideration for others. They must avoid inflammatory rhetoric that stokes division and may undermine trust in the sector. End quote. His comments come after 9 organisations, including the National Secular Society, NSS, co-signed a letter urging the body to investigate 8 Islamic charities accused for links to extremists. Comment. The British elite have been struggling to control the narrative regarding their support for the ongoing hateful genocide of Palestinians. On Saturday, an estimated 300,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through central London calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, with police adding that the overwhelming majority, quote-unquote, protested lawfully. Since the latest conflict broke out on the 7th of October, over 188 people have been arrested for Islamophobic and anti-Semitic hate crimes in London, according to the Metropolitan Police Service. However, the British media has been filled with stories focusing on the tiny number of arrests at the demonstrations. Many for such crimes are stating that Zionism is terrorism, or equating it to fascism. Politicians have labelled the pro-Palestinian anti-genocide marches as quote-unquote hate marches, and the obedient press have ignored the presence of many Jews opposed to Israel, quote-unquote, at the rallies. This week, the police issued warnings about what can and cannot be said at rallies and appeared to arrest first and question later. Indeed, they arrested protesters who held banners written in Arabic that they could not understand and for wearing green headbands with Arabic writing. Little tolerance or attempt to understand was shown. But the newspapers got their headlines that arrests had taken place and again ignored the hundreds of thousands of people all demanding the end to the Israeli quote-unquote genocide in Gaza. The idea of free speech has always been a fantasy in the West. Britain's elite class are once again showing that they will use all manner of dirty tricks to keep control of the narrative, especially when so many people are starting to see where the real hatred lies. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Yahya Nisbet, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Britain.